after midnight. We're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chill and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we gonna let it all hang. Suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on labor. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
Shared all that much. I leave, I'll be alright, I'll keep in touch. As your road narrows, so mine grows wider. As I leave, I turn and wave to the great provider.
Good morning.
Good morning, Larson. How are you doing?
Good, Gabe. How are you?
I'm great. This marks the first episode of Larson, my new show. We're combining. I used to be Bird Brand, and you were
I don't know.
Lawn Chair Crisis?
Yeah, that was the show name. I didn't have an alias, though.
Lawn Chair Crisis.
I was just myself, yeah.
I was yourself? Who's Lars? I used to go by Bird Brand. Now we're the Birders. This show is called Birders Anonymous. I guess we're not so anonymous because we just say our names, but we figured if you combine bird braining and a lawn chair crisis, you get bird watching.
Yeah.
So there you go. Birders Anonymous.
And it's a lovely day for bird watching.
Medford's
shaping up to be sunny today.
Medbirds.
Yeah.
That first song that we played was called After Midnight by JJ Cale. It is after midnight today, but not, it's pretty far after midnight. So I don't know if the song name still applies. And that next song,
Great Provider by the Bare Naked Ladies.
Bare Naked, one word, so it's not scandalous. You're listening to... This is WMFO 91.5. We were past our legal limit for saying the show name, which technically has to be in the first 5 minutes of a show. So we already blew it on episode one. But, you know, that's how it goes sometimes. This next song coming at you is called...
Gotta read. Sunshine.
Sunshine by the Arcs. A little bit about the Arcs. There's a very, very kind of famous indie rock band called the Black Keys, and the main guitarist of that went off and formed the Arcs. It is a lovely, lovely band, and this is off their new album, Electronic Chronic. We hope that you enjoy.
Been working
you're still listening
to Green Onions
by Booker T. Washington, or Booker T. and the MGs. Lars and I, we've decided that we're going to talk over instrumentals. We're sorry for interrupting the music, but we're trying to make as much music fit into as little time as possible.
Yeah, we're running behind a little bit already, but the next one coming up, some good old America, Ventura Highway.
America! And then after that, we're following it up with Little Lies, Sweet Little Lies by Fleetwood Mac. And last in that run of three, we got Policy of Truth by Depeche Mode.
And then some mixed heaters after that, all the way on down at the end of the hour.
I'm not even mixed heaters, some straight heaters. All the way through. That's anyways, fair. Here goes Ventura Highway. Think California, everybody.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me, how long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are longer, the nights are stronger than moonshine. You're gonna go, I know. Alligator lizards in the air.
welcome back to the booth.
We're still in the booth. We still here.
We in the booth. Get out the booth, Larson.
Yeah. We have a...
What time is it?
It's currently 9:27.
But more importantly...
It's PSA time.
Yayo.
Yeah.
Public service announcement. Everyone's favorite time of the hour. Currently interrupting Mac DeMarco.
Meaning that we will be talking about ladder safety.
Yayo.
There's something very dangerous in your home.
Oh no, what is it, Larson?
It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement.
Case.
It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it seems to send more people to the trauma center than any other household.
Madonna. Case, Larson, case.
Using a ladder might seem easy, Gabe.
It does. It does seem easy, Larson. Tell me more.
I'd say misusing one is even easier than that.
You're right, dude.
Ask any of the 150,000
oh my God.
People who blow off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
That's convenient that they were using ladders at the trauma center.
It would fell on the ground first, you know, like yeah. at their...
And then the EMTs got there, and then they went to the trauma center.
Took them to
yeah,
the trauma
you're right,
center.
You're right.
It's not like a direct path, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be awfully convenient, though.
Yeah.
Straight off the ladder into an ER bed.
Yeah, that'd be lovely. No ambulance fee, nothing.
That'd be lit.
Exactly.
Respectfully.
Don't let a ladder... Oh, wait, no. Don't let a do-it-yourself project.
Do it yourself. Fuck.
For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
Ladder safety. From the booth. That was our PSA, and this is Vancouver 3 by Mac DeMarco. After this, we're going to be doing a little bit of a jazzy breakdown with Down Under by Colin Hay, the acoustic version, followed by...
Watermelon Man, Herbie Hancock.
Herbie Hancock. And then we're going to have some Nuevo Gospel with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Flow with it, and we'll be back yapping at ya with some bird facts in about 18 minutes. Less than that. 10. Cool. Enjoy the rest of this song.
Can't you hear the thunder?
Back in the booth. Well, I'm back in the booth. Larson has temporarily left me to my own devices. Always a dangerous thing to do. But here's our talking instrumental. If you're wondering what it is, it's called Tezeta, open parentheses, Nostalgia, by Mulala Astake. And it's a Ethiopian jazz band from the late 60s and early 70s. And it's quite good. If you have trouble falling asleep, I highly recommend a sedative like this. I'm just gabbing. Anyways, so those last couple songs that we listened to, the first one was called Down Under. It was the acoustic version by Colin Hay, Men at Work, and Down Under. Some Aussie pride for your morning. Neither Lois and I are Australian, but you know, someone out there is. Then after that, we had the eternally great Watermelon Man by Herbie Hancock off the album Headhunters. It is 6.5 minutes of pure bliss. Pure bliss, Larson. Pure bliss. And then after that, we had Flow With It, You Got Me Feeling by St. Paul and the Broken Bones, which technically counts as Nuevo Gospel, New Gospel, or Soul. They're a band from Georgia. I've seen them twice in concert. And if you have the chance, I highly, highly recommend it. Great performers, all of them. And that was off the album Sea of Noise. It's a great walking song. I'm a big fan of walking songs. Well, Larson just got back from the bathroom. How was your trip? Yeah. I had to turn his mic on. How's your trip, Larson?
It's good to be back in the studio.
Good to have you back, buddy.
Yeah. We have a bird fact for you guys as part of our Birders Anonymous team here.
We had a tip earlier this morning. The DJ before us, whose show is also great, and if you are up at the hours of 8 to 9, you should most definitely listen to, was like, you guys should do a bird fact. And we're like, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
So here's our first bird fact coming at you.
Hit him, Larson. I found a better one than our first one, though, so.
Can we do two? Double feature?
Yeah, we can do two. Header. We can do two. All right, first one is the chicken is the closest living relative to the Tyrannosaurus rex. And then the second one, which is maybe in keeping with the Australian/New Zealand chat that we've been having, is that
just a bit of banter.
Kiwi birds are blind, so they hunt.
What?
They hunt by smell. Isn't that kind of crazy?
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's absurd. Do they have eyes, or do they just have eyes that don't work?
I thought they had eyes, but don't. Whenever you look at a picture of a kiwi, it kind of has like the feathers covering its eyes. Maybe they don't.
That seems really like not. How do they not run into things?
I'm looking up a picture.
All right. This better be the best description ever, because if anyone's going to understand what we're talking about on air.
This is really just testing our communication skills.
It's all right. Everyone needs to be better at communication. Even radio hosts.
Oh, no, they do have eyes. I lied.
Oi.
I totally lied.
But are they like, working eyes? I guess not.
I just said they were blind, Gabe. Weren't you listening?
Man, it's early. I didn't have my breakfast sandwich.
I know, we missed our breakfast
sandwich. We got cut.
Today.
We got cut by three athletes in the SEC.
Three people cut the breakfast line. It was
not cool.
It was a little bit of a bummer.
If you're in the SEC this morning and you're an athlete, shame on you. Well, if you cut the line, you're an athlete.
You know, give your people some feedback and say, don't cut the breakfast line.
Don't cut the breakfast line. Especially not when you're wearing your athlete. Like, you're already an athlete. Don't make it any worse for yourself. Larson and I decided, so there's this thing called being a NARP in college, generally in colleges. Maybe it's like specifically in NESCACs, but it means being a non-athletic regular person. And it's a derogatory term used to describe non-athletes. And Larson and I decided that we're actually SARPs. What does that mean?
It's a sometimes athletic regular person.
Yeah.
You know, when I feel like it, I can be athletic, but it's not all the time.
You should see the acceleration on Larson. Larson goes 0 to 60 in like 0.2 seconds.
Yeah, it's pretty ripping. And then
ripping.
And then I pull my hamstring, so maybe there's something to be said about being an athlete.
Yeah. I'm the most athletic person that ever was, but then I just get injured.
Yeah.
That's how we roll. Yeah. That's why we ski.
Consistent injury is not the way to go.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got to keep moving here. We only have 12 minutes left, and we're almost at the end of our 6-minute song.
It's a little sad. There's only 12 minutes.
It's really sad. Anyways, we're gonna fade out. This next song is called Apartment by Free Nationals. Then we're listening to some reggae, and then we're ending with the vibes high. And we'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. have to leave my sister's couch today. They've been sweet and very kind, but Eliza says it's perfect. Says it's a once in a lifetime. So looking at the apartment, it's got all you need as a single man. Now that we parted, there's nothing left to do. Looking at apartments, and it's kinda nice. Yes, I must admit, it's a brand new start, girl.
Thank you. true. Someday you wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind. Be where trouble melts like lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, and the dream that you dare to, oh why can't I? Lemon drops high above the chimney top, that's where you find me. Oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, and the dream that you dare to, why, oh why can't I, ooh, 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 yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. That was previously, before that song, was your house or my house?
Well,
it's your house. Yeah, it's
I want to stay at your house.
Your House by Steel Pulse. And that was Big Is Over the Rainbow.
Big Is. And then before that, we had Apartment by Free Nationals and Benny Sings. All right, we're going to get out of your hair and pass it on over to Jack and Lily with the Midwestern Nice Radio Show. If you got the time, stick around. It's going to be a great, great, great hour of radio. I'm peeking at his playlist. I might steal some of those songs for next week. But, yeah,